This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right, Conrad. It is time for the NIT break, a special ticket stock edition at Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 2025 out here at the Plano Event Center. We have an excellent crowd. And it's just going to get bigger throughout the day because Dirk Nowitzki is going to be here at 6, and we do have the hard line and why today doesn't suck coming up in just a little bit. And we always play the best of the rest, what you didn't hear this morning at 7:55. And EA, our intrepid reporter out in the field, found us a longtime P1.
Good job, EA.
Yeah, great job, EA.
Let's
give a big round of applause for Roscoe from Rallis.
Yes, sir. Day one P1
day
right
one-er.
Here.
Yes, sir.
Heck yeah. And so... you're probably familiar with the NIT break. We play every other e-break that didn't make the cut this morning. And usually we go around and vote, but because you're a day one-er and you proved what you have what it takes, you're going to be the deciding vote. So let's throw it to Monty for what we have in the hopper.
Thank you so much, Sean. We have six candidates today here on the NIT break, including a couple from today's actual e-break winner. But let's start with one from our show.
Uh-oh.
Our ticket ticker man, Kevin Landrum, Lando, who was trying to help us out during one of our 115 segments when we were trying to figure out what Wade Boggs' walk-up song was. And we think he got some bad information off the internet, but it was funny.
I could see that being a walk-up song for old Wade Boggs.
Deep purple.
Drinking 60 beers before a game.
Yeah.
So the internet says Wade Boggs' walk-up song was Psycho Chicken by The Fools.
Can we,
I might need to hear that.
Can we sample a
I might need
bit
to hear Psycho Chicken.
I think
that sounds like
Lando
a song Lando would be,
whenever we need him to.
Be really
that sounds
into.
Like a ham production value song. Like he made the Ty Walker chicken song back in the day. It kind of slaps.
One thing that I got to do as a kid was the last thing, or like your last time there, they would bring like a chef in.
That's cool.
Whatever you wanted, they would make.
You got Emerald, just bam, you don't have cancer anymore.
Also, mark that.
That's going to be the new AI bit of how I got rid of it. Bam!
What was your last meal as a kid? Well, not last meal, but last cancer meal. Also, that sounded really...
Better.
I don't know if I'm making
you're
this any better.
You're trying to climb out, but you keep shoveling deeper.
Your last meal as a cancer kid, and then you didn't have cancer, and then you got cancer.
Let's hear some Psycho Chicken.
Oh, it is a parody of Psycho Killer.
There's way no way he walked out to this. Did you get
Lando? Where later? Did you find this? Hell yeah!
I don't care if the internet lied. That's awesome.
You know what? I want my 3,000 hit third baseman who hit well over 300 for his career, striding to the
Psycho
plate.
Psycho Chicken.
Psycho Chicken.
There was so much going on.
How so we knew by the chaos. Title that sounded weird, but then when chickens were balking within 2 seconds, we were like, this can't be right.
Roscoe.
And I'm seeing an article on FanGraphs saying Psycho Chicken was his walk-up song.
Were you familiar with Wade Boggs?
Vindicated.
Back in the day?
I remember Wade Boggs, but I don't remember Psycho Chicken.
I don't either.
Not many people do.
That's awesome.
All right, there's Lando. He is candidate number one. Candidate number two and three are both from the hard line. Let's go to one Bob Sturm. This was during Why Today Doesn't Suck. I don't know exactly what he was trying to say, but he said a weird name of a person we've never met.
For an SMU game.
Well, I'm here about 10, 12 hours a day.
Oh, hey, Rich.
Oh, Rich is joining us. It's good to see you.
Okay.
Do
well,
they know we're on the air? Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, no. It's nice to have a little soundtrack to go with the show, so
mm-hmm.
It's good.
Hey, Michael, we started the show.
There okay. are,
all right, thank you.
We plan on taking lots of breaks today.
So the dog days are over now.
Apparently they are.
All right, today is Thursday, February 20th, the 51st day of 2025. 314 days are left in the year.
Kind of a banger by Florence.
Connor Huck?
Connor Hallebuck?
We're thinking about hockey, guys.
We really are.
54 days till the WNBA draft.
They were a little preoccupied by what was going on out here.
I love the end edit of that, too.
Yeah.
You're kind of robotic there.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
Robot Monty.
All All right, there's Bob. He's candidate number two. Candidate number three right now is on the whole hard line, but we can figure out after who we want to place the blame on, because speaking of bad information like Lando, yesterday they thought that Luca and Kim Kardashian may have been talking to each other and found out that was not actually true.
I do have a Luca-adjacent question.
Go on.
As an old, is the Kim Kardashian stuff real?
What is that? I don't even know.
I mean, he's married, right?
I think. What he's I'm just
I think
asking.
They're engaged.
I'm just asking if.
What's going on?
If Kim Braxton really deal. Commented on the Lakers account that I want to learn how to speak Slovenian, and then Luca responded, "No, please don't." 3 minutes later, or whatever it was, and I'm just curious if this is old guy falling for the internet, or if that really happened.
I think it really happened.
So they communicated, is what you're saying? They didn't like go on a date.
No.
They just communicated.
Well, allegedly. Well,
why did he say please
Instagram.
Don't? Like, ha, ha, ha.
Like it would perhaps be a temptation that he doesn't want to deal with.
The booty.
No, I think it was more that you don't need to bother trying to learn Slovenian.
It's fake. I think this was a fake.
You think it's fake? Okay.
It says it was posted on NBA Centel on Twitter.
Okay.
What is that?
Just a fake, you know, like... The fake Woj account that'll get everybody from time to time.
I suppose we could find it on the Lakers' Instagram if it really exists.
So the entire hard line.
All of them.
Yes. Luka is married and has a little girl.
Yes.
And this is from NBA Central, which is a great
but it's clearly fake
account. Yeah. He's been in L.A. for like a week and a half.
And he's already talking to Kim K.
And she's 20 years his senior.
And Corby's asking if they went on a date already. I think we would have seen that.
And everybody's just like, yeah, I guess. That's probably true. He's in L.A. He's a Laker. Kim Kardashian. Yeah, that's probably right.
I think since Bob brought it up, we'll put that one on Bob. Yes, so Bob has two entries here on the NIT break. Right. Candidate number four is one Travis Mejia, the producer of The Invasion.
Yes.
This was from his Saturday show, The Funhouse.
Huh.
He had a hard time figuring out who was running his board.
Oh. Who was running the board?
Normally, he has a guy named Tramiel. This week, he had a guy named Jabari, and he got him mixed up.
Let's wheel him around and introduce the crew. We got Michael Dixon, your Dallas Stars pre and postman in the ticker booth today.
Big day for hockey.
Huge day for hockey. In the producer's chair, it is your ticket top 10 host, Jay King. And keeping us on track and on air is Tramiel Jeffers on
no.
the board.
Nope.
That's not Tramiel.
Oh, no.
That's Jabari.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And that's so unfortunate.
You did a bad thing.
That's really unfortunate.
Let's dump all that.
Try again.
We can...
Hello, your typical board op
is Tramiel. It's normally Tramiel. I
but
hadn't really looked at the
Jabari.
Board op. That was an unfortunate situation. I really wish that hadn't happened.
I would like for you to verbally berate
I think Jabari's face is very red right now.
I'd like to retire from the radio right now.
I'll come in there.
That's about the worst mistake
you.
I could have made in the first like 30 seconds of the show, too. Like, I 1,000% thought Tramiel was in there. I feel terrible.
Why?
Why, man? He's normally in there. He's almost always in there.
Every Saturday
he's here. But we have Jabari today.
Yes.
And I know that now. And I'm sweating.
Yeah, I can see it.
Oh, my God.
So we have two African-American board ops that work on the weekend.
And a ton of white board ops. We have a ton of white people at the station.
Wait, we have a lot of white people?
Yes, we do.
No way.
Yeah.
Roscoe, in case you didn't know, you've been listening for a long time. You probably know.
You probably noticed. And poor Travis there.
Oh, you
didn't
can
do
feel,
a whole lot.
You could feel him just sinking in his chair.
I will give his crew full credit for letting him twist.
Oh.
They didn't try to throw him a life preserver. They just let him go.
He was
that bright
well.
Red.
Yeah. Yes, Travis. Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Sorry,
that
brother.
Is great. All right, two more here. Both are from the man who won his first D-break this morning, Matt McLaren.
Wait, this was his first ever this morning?
That's from daddy's mouth and to our ears.
Well-deserving,
first
too.
One ever.
He brother. Is a staple here on the NIT. Mm-hmm. Damn.
He is. And, yeah, he has a couple
hard
here.
Rock.
He has a couple of misspeaks. This one is unfortunate because he has a problem with the word sex.
So now it's just there's no open container in your car at all. You're not having a passenger.
No, you can't have anything open like that whatsoever.
Alcohol.
Right. Yes. But it used to be. That's why, like, a lot of these convenience stores back in the day would have like that tub of ice with 40s in it or whatever, and they would discount them from 4 to 6 or whatever. Sex.
Hey, that's a great discount.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal.
Well, or it's
get
bad.
A little buzz going. And
either
me and
$4
you.
To just gotta, you know, have a little fun.
I was gonna say 7, and then I corrected it to 6, and then 7 and 6 combined sex. To make sex.
Did
that's
they?
New math. I didn't know about that one.
That's why.
Thought it was 13.
Go ahead.
That's why 6 doesn't like 7.
Why is that?
Because 7, 8, 9.
Uh-uh. I could see that hamster.
I could see that hamster running.
No, but that's one of the craziest things to think.
I think I would just pay the $4, probably.
Yeah.
Does Matt not go into many gas stations? You can still absolutely get a 40 that's like in a big old thing of ice right in the middle of the.
Well, he doesn't know beer that well.
That's true.
He's not
they,
big into
they don't
alcohol.
Sell his beer. Yeah, he's more of a Twisted Tea type.
Right, our hard seltzer. One more here from McLaren on the NIT break, and then we'll get Roscoe's vote. This one is just full of misspeaks as he was trying to bring it back from break, and he had a hard time.
And I know that we are all ready and excited because it is here. It is time for Ticket Stock. The Mullen & Mullen Ticket Stock coming your way. Injury Law Firm. Mullen & Mullen, Mullen Injury Law Firm. Ticket Stock 2025. As I mentioned, doors opening tomorrow at noon. Also Saturday. Keep in mind, it's all free. Free parking, free admission. And the first 250 P1s through the door tomorrow or Saturday, you will get a ticket swag bag with free exclusive ticket merch that you can't buy.
Are you having a stroke?
Are you okay?
What is happening?
Every end of every
sentence
that
you guys would
said,
just bag.
Swag bag. You guys want to take a swag bag?
Have to do, yeah. You know, jeez.
You said like P1 or something.
Yeah, just,
what is happening?
Like, we try to power through, but after so many, we have to say something.
Come to Ticket Stock, all right? I think I said Mullen and Mullen.
We're just counting up the
all right.
The different ways.
The Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm, Ticket Stock 2025.
There you go. I'm proud of you, man.
You want a mini Marconi?
Man, I don't think I can nominate. I'm done. Okay.
We do have the taste of the ticket.
So he never really got back on track.
Yeah, he tried. I give him credit.
What a week for Matty Beers.
It's been a big one. Yeah. All right.
So usually we vote as a crew.
Yes.
But
not today.
We have day one P1 Roscoe from Rowlett. Which is your favorite? You pick the winner, sir.
I got to go with Jabari.
Let's go.
There you go, Travis.
So Travis Mejia.
How many is that for him? Do we know? More than... Zero?
I don't know if he has ever won one before.
Okay, we'll just say that's his first.
That is his first ever.
Awesome.
And it's a good one.
So, Roscoe, thank you so much for joining us. We're not going to mess up your name. Travis might do that.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. Give it up for Roscoe, everybody. Day one, P1.
Day oneer.